This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. A new report from the Pentagon says military recruiters have met their goals for this year in all branches of the service the Army missed last year. Since then, some recruiting standards like age, education, and even criminal records have been relaxed.
One hasn't, at least not officially. The Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy still bars openly gay people from the military. But as Alex Cohen reports, enforcement can be inconsistent.
When Brian Fricke joined the Marines in July of 2000, he was eager to follow in the footsteps of his grandfather, also a Marine and a three-time Purple Heart recipient. At the time, Brian was 18, and he says he'd known for years he was gay.
I knew that it was that you weren't allowed to be gay and serve openly in the military. I knew that, but I didn't really care. There were so many other reasons to join, and serving our nation was a big deal to me.
Brian was trained as an avionics technician. At first, Brian kept quiet about his sexuality. He would lie and say she instead of he when talking about his loved one back home. But one night, he was working in the belly of an airplane with another Marine who kept talking on and on about having sex with women. Brian said he'd had enough of pretending to be straight, so he came out.
I basically just told him, you know, I don't like women. It was just a silence, and it was just very unnerving. Thought that by me uttering that I was not attracted to females, I felt that, you know, that fuselage was going to just break right open and, you know, the world would come to an end. You know, the commandant of the Marine Corps was going to show up and kick me out. I finally, you know, to my relief, he broke that silence and he was like, oh, that's no big deal.
Brian went on to tell a number of his fellow Marines that he was gay, and he says it never caused a problem. He served for 2 years, including an eight-month stint in Iraq. Throughout his service, Brian says he discovered there were plenty of other homosexuals serving in the armed forces. As far as he could see, don't ask, don't tell was hardly ever enforced.
I've heard stories where somebody might go to their commander and tell them I'm gay and I can't not tell you because I don't want to live like this anymore. And the commander has just looked at them right in the eye and said, okay, well, get back to work. It's because they understand the need for that troop.
But not everyone has experienced the same sort of acceptance. Since Don't Ask, Don't Tell became law in 1993, more than 11,000 service members have been discharged. One of them was Jeff Howe. Howe insists he never told anyone he was homosexual, but rather that politics led to his dismissal. Jeff Howe joined the Army in 2002 and said he was happy to go, as he puts it, back in the closet to serve his country.
I thought I would be just replicating a scenario that I had successfully managed for years, which was keeping my private life private work and having a personal life outside of work.
In May of 2003, Howe was sent to Baghdad. As an older soldier with computer skills, Howe was soon promoted to the job of personal driver for his unit's commander, Captain Jeffrey Hall.
He and I became extremely close. His wife would cook for us. I got to know his children very well. I was accepted as someone that worked for him, but also as a friend.
While in Iraq, Jeff Howe kept a blog as a way for friends and family members of his unit to stay up to date. Howe posted photos on his blog, including one he took on July 2nd of 2005, when incoming fire hit one of his brigade's trucks.
Captain Hall encouraged me at that time to take some pictures of it. To post on my blog just to show people what it looked like when a rocket hit a vehicle. Because they've been hearing us talk about rocket attacks.
Howe says word quickly traveled up the chain of command to the colonel of his brigade, who was worried that by posting the pictures, the whole world could see that damage had been inflicted on a U.S. target. Howe says the colonel launched an investigation into his personal background.
A couple of days later, Captain Hall came to my room with a folder in his hand, and he was acting very strange. This is my best friend in the Army right now, who doesn't know I'm gay. And he pulls me aside, takes me into a separate area, and reads me a letter stating that I'm being discharged from the Army for homosexual conduct.
Captain Jeffrey Hall, Howe's commander, says the photo of the damaged truck had nothing to do with his dismissal. Captain Hall says the Army's Criminal Investigation Division found an online profile that Jeff Howe had submitted to a gay and lesbian networking website. The profile included photos of Howe in his Army uniform and identified him as gay.
They found it, and that opened up the doors to the don't ask, don't tell thing. And when I explained it to him, I said, Howe, there's nothing I can do about this. Nothing.
Jeff Howe received an honorable discharge from the Army in July of 2005. So how is it that a Marine who tells several other Marines that he's gay gets to stay, and a soldier in the Army gets discharged even though he never uttered a word about his sexuality?
The implementation of the policy across the board has been uneven and unfair.
Steve Rawls of the Service Members Legal Defense Network says men and women are often charged with homosexual conduct on the basis of evidence that's flimsy at best. Some cases are triggered by anonymous emails, he says. One female officer was investigated because she had a Melissa Etheridge CD. But Rawls says, don't ask, don't tell is enforced much less often when the nation is in need of soldiers.
It's historically true that during a time of war, that the military is far less likely to discharge gay and lesbian service members than they are during peacetime.
Rawls says the number of don't ask, don't tell dismissals reached a peak of 1,273 among all branches of the military in the year 2001. Since September 11th of that year, however, the number of dismissals has dropped by more than 40%.
There are times when the numbers are low, and there are times when the numbers are higher.
Army spokesperson Paul Boyce argues that while Army dismissals did reach a high in 2001, they fluctuated ever since Don't Ask, Don't Tell became law. In fact, he says their total went up last year, even though we're still at war in Iraq. As for the decline in years previous, Boyce has his own theories.
I don't know about attributing it to the war in particular. In some cases, you might could attribute the entire situation to one of good leadership and of good followership.
Boyce goes on to explain that many commanders are willing to ignore service members' sexuality if he or she adheres to the don't tell clause.
Commanders are always working with their soldiers to give them the benefit of the doubt until such time as the evidence is pretty compelling against a particular soldier.
Just this week, the Army announced that it recently surpassed its latest recruitment goal of 80,000 soldiers. The number of discharges due to homosexual conduct for 2006 hasn't been released yet, but that data could be pivotal in gauging whether the military becomes more flexible in times of need. Alex Cohen, NPR News.